Okay. Parshas Kisaitse is the sedra that's chock full of mitzvahs. According to the presentation of Sefer Chinuch, the mitzvahs in PFC, there are more mitzvahs in Parshas Kisaitse than any other single sedra in the Chumash. I think 74, I think, is the number. But I'd like to speak about one pasuk which really throws us back to a mitzvah presented earlier in the Chumash, and that is regard to the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Torah has one pasuk here in Parshas Kisaitse, it's Dvarim Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Yud Beis. Just one pasuk. The Torah says, Kedilim tase loch al arba kanfos kesuscha asher techase bo. Translated, you shall make for yourself gedilim, twisted thread, some kind of a thread, on the four corners of your garment with which you cover yourself. That's it, one pasuk. So here we have the mitzvah tzitzis, a reference to mitzvah tzitzis, and the strings or the threads are referred to by the name gedilim. That's a word that does not appear in the more lengthier parsha of tzitzis. We call parsha tzitzis the end of parsha shlach. The very end there, where the mitzvah tzitzis is presented in somewhat greater detail, not the mitzvah there either, but it's a little more detail. There in the end of parsha shlach, in Bamidbar Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Lamed Zayin and Pasuk Lamed Ches, there the word tzitzis is mentioned. Al kanfei vigdam adorosom. That's similar. There it says al kanfei vigdam. Here it says al kanfei ksusa. The same thing, garments. We're not talking tonight about tcheles. I spoke about that a number of times in the past. But in any event, there it's called tzitzis. So we have two different words which are used to describe actually the third word, psil. By psil techeles, but that has to do with techeles, and we won't go into that now. So we have these two words, gedilim and tzitzis. The more common word is tzitzis, but in our parish it's called a gedilim. So first of all, what does tzitzis exactly mean? So the root, it's a question of Rashi and Chumash, says it may mean looking at, meitzitz menacharakim, to look at, but more likely it's connected to a pasuk, really the only time we find that particular word in Tanakh is a pasuk in Yecheskel. It's Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches. There, let's find it here. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches, it says, Perek Ches, Pasuk Gimel. Perek Ches, Pasuk Gimel. It says, Vayishach Tav Nisyad Vayikacheni B'tzitzis Roshi. Which is translated as, I was taken, I stretched forth the form of a hand, he took me by a lock of my head. Tzitzis roshi, like locks. So the word tzitzis would appear to mean something like strands of hair, strands of hair that stick out. He grabbed them by the strands. I don't have so much to grip, but anyway, longer hair, so you grab. So that's a tzitzis roshi, and that's presumably the same thing there. It's threads, but it's the same kind of an idea. So it's interesting, the principal sugya of the mitzvah tzitzis is actually found, the sugya is more than one sugya, is found in Maseches Menachos, which the Daf Yomi is learning now, I think. So I don't think they're up to this yet, but we have a number of pages. What has it got to do with Menachos? So interesting, a lot of the details of mitzvah tzitzis is found in Menachos. It's a fill-in, right, other things, because it starts off because the Mishnah is talking about things which are, one thing is ma'akev and other, which parts of the different karbonos are ma'akev, and mincha is a type of offering. So then it says that the relation with tchelis and lovan, one is not ma'akev, the other, whatever, that's what's doing that. But anyway, so there is a Gemara Menachos and daf Mem Beis Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says, towards the top of the page, Toner Rabbanan, tzitzis, ein tzitzis ela anaf. What does the word tzitzis mean? Tzitzis means anaf, like one of his branches, but it means this thread, strands. Right, and I quote this pasuk in Cheskel I just mentioned. Right, the chenu omer vayikacheni b'tzitzis roshi. Okay, and they took me by the threads, the strands of my hair on my head, and then the omer abai v'tzarach ufro the kitzutzisa the aramoi. You have to let them hang or position them, so to speak, like tzitzisa the aramoi. So two rashes to say over there. Okay, v'tzarach. Rashi says, the Torah called Ketizim, Kiblorish of the Chom, Devukos Momata, Upudos Momal. apparently the common hairstyle, at least in those days, anyway, among the Arameans, okay, Arameans, there it was apparently they had the hair was like tight or bunched together in one place, but then there were strands that stuck out. So Rashi says that's have to make the tzitzis. Blow is the hairstyle. So of the kachon, devukos nomata uprudos nomala. Okay, it's stuck together. The hairs are tightly packed together on one side and loose on the other. Devuko prudos. So that has to be separated. So that teaches us the strings must be separated. As a matter of fact, many people, before they put on their talus, you know, they separate the strings, because sometimes when you wrap them up, it's just as well, so you take them off, and you've been running around all day, and you leave them in the chair overnight. You put them on in the morning, so the strands get bunched together. That's this gemara.
Does it flow like hair or something?
Right, that's this gemara. It's exactly right. That's what I'm saying. So you sort of separate the threads. That's what the gemara says over here. Okay, so in any event, what emerges is the word tzitzis. The word tzitzis means this type of threads that are separate one from the other. That's how the Rambam also writes in Hilchos Tzitzis. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Anaf, notice the word Anaf, She'osim al-Knaf ha-Beged, the branch, so to speak, you make on the corner of the garment, Mimina Beged, who are Nikra, same material, that's a different discussion, who are Nikra Tzitzis, Mishudoma Letzitzis Harosh, like the hair is in the head, Shanem Arikhan Mitzitz Rosh, same person in Cheskel, V'zeh ha'anaf hu ha'nikra lovan, v'she'en ha'metzunah v'tzolah, v'en l'chut ha'anaf v'nimim ha'tori. We call it a lovan, there's no tchelet, but that's not our issue now either. Okay, and there's no official number from the Torah, how many you have to have, we'll touch on that, machlokes. But anyway, I just want to point on this Rashi, this Rambam, that he's saying the same idea, that tzitzis are threads. But again, in our pasuk, we have the word gedilim. So that seems, is that the same thing, or something different? So it's interesting in the Sifrei, the Medrash Halacha here in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, it's Siman Reish Lamed Dalad. So here it says Gedilim Tasevach Lama Nemar Shenemar Rasulam Tzitzis. It says already in Parshah Rasulam Tzitzis Shemana Yaseh Chut Echa B'Tnei Atzma. Maybe one string is enough. Who says, you know, maybe one string should be enough? Talmud Lomar Gedilim. Gedilim implies more than one string. Gedilim implies a multiplicity of strings. And it's more than a multiplicity of strings, we'll see, but it means strings that are tied together. Like there's some kind of tying that's involved in this process as well. So, if we look...
Is that the idea of the bunched tie more than the top?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the parallel. Braided, yeah. So let's see. So, but it's more than it's actually tied or knotted together. Let's see. So that's the Sifrei. So we look again, we turn to Maseches Menachos. So a few pages earlier, before we read from Daf Membeis, now a few pages earlier in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph from the bottom of the page, we've got Lamed Tes on base. The Gemara says the following: Rav and Rabba Barchana once have a yasser, they weren't sitting together, whatever. How the kachala for Azal who gaver, a certain man walked by. I guess they were sitting, wherever they were sitting. Somebody walked by. The mikse gelima the kula tchelta. Okay, he had a garment that was made from Korach. He was like he had a garment that was all. Okay, go to Tchulat Chalta. Rashi says Tchulat Chalta, Kolat Chalta. Okay. The Ramilei Chalta, and he put tzitzis, that's what Rashi means, Chalta, he doesn't mean Tchelas per se, means the whole tzitzis, with Tchelas, whatever, again, I'm not talking about Tchelas. But he put on it, Ramilei Chalta, okay, the Gedila Migdol, okay, and the entire, as Rashi explains, Kol HaTzitzis, Haisa Gedil, below Shir Ba'anav Klal. He tied everything. And he didn't leave any loose strands. He wrapped everything. There were no loose strands. That's what happened. So first we see from this Gemara that Gedilim is not the same as tzitzis. The tzitzis seem to be the loose strands, the loose threads, the loose pieces, like tear on your head. Okay, Gedilim means it's all tied. That's what Rashi explains. Kolai says Gedil, but Oshir ba'anaf klal. So we really have a difference between the Gedilim, Gedil, and the Anaf. Okay, good. So Omar Rav said, Yo'i glima, the lo yo'i tchelta. His glima, the garment is nice, it's all tchelta, it's a beautiful garment, but the lo yo'i tchelta, but his tzitzis are no good. Rashi says, Mishum de'ein ba'anaf. Rav held, you must have some loose threads. You can't have it all bound and tied. There has to be some loose threads hanging. Right? He said, you don't even have it. The guy had it all tied. He said, the garment's very beautiful. I like the way he tied the tzitzis. Right, that's what he says. So yoi glima, the lo yoi tchalta. Rabbi Barchan Amar yoi glima, yoi tchalta. The garment is good and the strings are also good. Not a problem. Yoi tchalta. Okay? Why? My commitment. Rav Rechana Sovar, Ksiv Gdil, Uksiv Psil. Rav Rechana, the way the Gemara explains it, says you have in Parsha Shlach, it says Psil, it's a tzitzis, or here it says Gdil. So therefore, it gives you a choice. Oh, Gdil, oh, Psil, whichever way you want to know it, you can tie it this way, you can tie it that way, the Torah is giving you an option. The point is, again, I stress, the word Gdilim is not exactly identical to the word tzitzis. So Rav Rechana understands that you have a choice, how you have everyone to tie is good. But Rav Sovar, Olam Psil Beinim. No, you have to have the anaf. You have to have the strings. He gedilim minyanahu da'asa. Okay, the word, what does gedilim teach him? Gedilim teaches you that there's a certain minimum number, like we saw in the Sifrei. Right? You can't just have one string. The asa gedil shnayim, gedilim arbo. Okay? So the word gedil, since it means something's tied, so by definition you have to have a pair. So the singular word gedil means two. Okay, the word gedil in the same, but since the gedilim means two twos or four, which is what we do. Then we further fold it over. That's a big discussion also, but that's how Rav understands it. Okay, and what it means is, let's see Rashi first, gedil shnayim klomar. Iyaviksiv gedil tasaloch. If we have just said gedil in our pasuk here in Kisei, not gedilim, then mashma beis chutin, the ain gedil pachas mishnayim. Hashjav, siv gedilim, mashma abo. Right, like we just said, the minimum of two things are tied together, you gotta have two strings. Okay, so the word gedil in the single means two, so the plural means four. Okay, so it means asay gedil, continues the Gemara, asay gedil, by Rav, is asay gedil, uposleo mitocho. Okay, asay gedil, Rashi says, midalad chutim, sheyosim dalad chutim bechur hatalas. You put four strings through the hole in the corner. Again, we all have tzitzis and we all seem talithim. You put the four strings through the hole in the corner. Ulechshi chaflem, when you double them over, you have sim and gedil, you shmona. And then when you double over, it's eight hangings. Right, four from each side. What?
It's the four minimum.
Well, let's see. Okay, yeah, we won't assume that. We'll see. We may talk about that. Okay? But then, uposleo mitocha, also chuchakarvo yemen aminyan. Well, what is oposleo mitocha? The one you're going to wrap counts. That's the first thing. But more important for us tonight is lishna achrina, uposleo mitocha, okay, tenei psil anaf milamato. What he's saying is there's got to be hanging strands on the bottom. That's the point. Okay, there's two Lashonos in Rashi as to what the Rav and the Gemara meant by uposleu mitocho. But the Lishna Achrina, the second Lashon is, like we're saying, he's saying there must be, you can't just have the whole thing tied.
No option.
Okay, no option. So basically what emerges in all this is you have the Gedil and you have the Anaf. The Gedil, I guess, in looking at our talis and sisters, you know, the top parts where all the wraps and the knots are, and then you have that's the anaf, okay, and then you have the strings, so that's the tzitzis. That's the difference between the gedil and the tzitzis. Now, Tosfos here, and I don't want to read the whole, go into detail the whole Tosfos. Tosfos, Ahu gedilu minyana, was his tema, my duke, the rabbi, lemeber gedilu minyana, neymar tuko, balomar, tarvayu, but, you know, it's interesting, because the Gemara says that Rabba Barbachana said that in Parsha Shlach it says tzitzis, psil, right, and in Hirki it says gedilim, he says you have a choice. So Rav could have responded and said, no, you don't have a choice. It means you have to have both, which he does say, ultimately. He does say you have to have a gedil part and an anaf, or still, again, we're defining the anaf as the tzitzis, the hanging threads, like the tzitzis roshi, that pasuk yecheskel. So why didn't Rav just say that? What Rav said, he also comes to teach you the number. So he says, my dugat Rav lemeimer gedil and yonah neimer kor b'olam ha'tamayu bo, gedil u'psil. V'yeshlid kol kolvar shetam d'rav v'rachana mishum d'dorish gedilim kol miyat achamiyat mishum k'siv eloshen rabim. You know, he has a suggestion as to why it would mean that we find Dochak, but on the side of the page you have the Shita Mekubetza. The Shita Mekubetza is in many sects, they're looking at a different sefer. Here in Menachos on a page, as another Mekubetza, it's in Os Yud Zayin, it says, you're looking at a bigger print, okay. Yeah, almost not the glasses. Okay, oh!
I don't remember ever.
All right. First time ever. It's a Shri Kapara. Kodesh El Shri Kapara.
You're then in Lo Shavchu.
That's what we said about. Okay, so anyway, the Shita Vetz is in, where are we going to get into Lama Tess and Beit? So,
yeah. A different translation name.
Okay. So he says that basically the Svara of Rabba Rachana is as follows. He says, "Tema ma'ida sim kashis." Says, "Yes, Soma." Then a chana, "Itana the Rabba Rachana who mishum dechsev beparsha akav nivil veloksiv seal beparsha cheres tibul loksiv nivil." He spells it out. Alma, "Ein zema akav zeh." Rashmina Rab dal karcha fina zemi zeh. Umashom zeh tzorch zeh. The kamon the Rashmina gedila minyana the gam bepsil beinan. You have to have the hanging threads also, like you explain. So avogad loksiv minyana avogad loksiv el shmamina di afina ma'adod el hatzich zeh umashom zeh. Or Tosa Cheres, he quotes a different Tosa, says, V'yishomai the Mistabur, the time of the Abba Barachana, the cave and the Ksiv, say, Parshu. His point is not, it's two separate parts. What do you need? You have all the tits and shlach, what are you saying here? He's saying, therefore, two separate parshas. Therefore, in Cain, command the Ksiv, Hadadi Dami, will be Inon Tarvayu. His story is, I'm sorry, the Tudum Parsha, he said, Lobin in Tarvayu. Ramalei Rav, Ludidoch, according to you, Namit came to the state partial of Akhilo, Elohadam are Gedilim and Yonam and Allah. He answered like this. He says, but you admit that the word Gedilim, and as Rabbi says back to Rabbi Chana, you admit the word Gedilim is necessary for the number, right? And that reflects back to Pasha Shlach too. So never mind it in two different sedges. Obviously, we link the two Parshas together. So he says, I said, if a Rebu likes a Rebu, and therefore he says the same thing over here, okay? And Amalei Rav Lidach according to you, the Amid came in the same parshal of Akhilu. Elohad Magdil Minyana Meloch. Psil Minyana. I didn't know the number. Barata Modeli Shetzorch Minyana. Alma Atotzorch Lamelach Psil Magdil. In Cain Timan the command the Chsiva Hadadi Dami. Okay. Uba Inan Tarvayu Kach Tiris. Whatever he's quoting over here and so on. So then he's in Rav Rachana and says Enachanami, but it's like a Mir Rachamim. Each one has it. But in any event, what emerges from all of this is, as I said before, the idea that. That again, the machlokas Rav and Rav Rachana, but at the end, Rav insists that there has to be hanging threads from the strings, not just the tied parts. So there's two different parts of it. Let's call the whole thing the tzitzis, okay? If I can call it a tassel or something. The top part is the gedil, and the bottom part is the anaf. The top part with all the wrappings and knots are, and the bottom part is the anaf. That's what comes out from all of this.
That's what they're right.
Okay. So that's what appears. It's two psukim. Yeah, two different
five,
religions.
Five,
yeah, well, okay, yeah. Right. Well, that's a question. The Muslim and so on. I'm not doing that now, but that's a question, and whether it's makiv or not, and so on. Okay. Now I do want to just look at. There's another place in Shas where this sugya appears, and that is in Yevamos on the Daf Amud Beis. The one there is coming to Yevamos because it says Lasei Doch Halosas. Right. So the top of the Amud Beis it says. In Cain, Lema caught Sitzis Tassel for Dilim Lomelish, Mamelach, Nye, Haile Shudas, Gedil Stein, Gedilim Arba, a Seg Dilim Post Lema Tokha. Similar lotion. And here in Yavamas, Rashi says, in Cain, the law, I think it has to do with the Limu that they're trying to learn, it was not an issue. Lashurios, so Laminian Chutin, the word Gedilim comes tell you how many there has to be multiplicity of threads. Gedil Stein, EF Sharlas, Gedil Pokhus, we say Chutin, Gedil means tied, so it's got to have two things together. Okay, gedilin arba chutin demi gedilin shnayim. Uchsiv and also al tita chav stil. Amar Torah say mehanach arba chutin gedil echad. Make from these four threads one unit, so to speak. Gedil echad. Davlo ches chutin kishetoch one beknafa bechad. You stick it into the corner of the garment. You have one. That's the upper part. That's the gedil. Uposleu mitoch. Here Rashi doesn't have two lashonos. In Menachos, Rashi had two different opinions. It was a Lishna Achrina. Here he has this one. He said, "Posle Menachos, you tluyin pesilin shloyase kulo gedil elaktsas gedil tsas anaf." And then Rashi Yevamos, I think, spells it out for a reason a little more clearly even than here by us here in Yevamos. Okay, in Menachos, rather. That's the Gemara. I brought it in the Meiri, as always, as a clear presentation. The Meiri in Yevamos on the Ham and Beis. Divam Asul Adam Metaret. Okay. He says, he says, the hiksha v'ha hai gedil m'shudah, so it's on a minyan achutin, she arba, okay?
each double is called a gedil, therefore, and it says the same thing. And he says, umasha omar upos, let me talk a klomar, shaloye kol orach hapsilim shozo zebezeh, should not have the whole length that the things are intertwined. Not should not be like that, that all the strings are intertwined throughout the whole length. Okay? Eliyachutim tluyin mitachas hashazira. There must be loose threads under the interwoven or interconnected parts. Who say, kriyachas telus alachutim, but we're not on a topic now. Okay. And then he adds, because theoretically you could, I guess, tie in such a way that the loose strings are the top and the, you know, bundle stuff at the bottom. Theoretically, I mean, looks strange, we don't do it. I mean, and he says, no. He says, That's the way the Miri spells it out. Okay, and the two different parts. And Veninsa Anaf Yotse Mitoch Hagdil. The Anaf part, the loose ones, come out of the Gdil. Okay. So that's the Meiri again in Yevamah Safei. All right. So in any event, now we've gotten our term straight. Okay. If you take a look, in the tour. So the tour in Yevamah, of course, Archaim. What I'm looking at is in Simon Yud Aleph. Okay. The tour. I'm sorry. This actually is in Simon Ches. This point. Let me find it. Just a moment. The tour of Simon. Oh, sorry, Simon Ches. Tour of Chaim Simon Ches. What is the old edition?
There's no chance that it's just in the deal of two different items because they're two different places.
No, I'm saying, you know, there's a link because it says both places, Al Kanfe Vidam and Al Kanfe Susma. There are no similarities, you know, so he says, so he assumes not. Anyway, so the tour writes, the Nikres Tzitzis, or Chaim Simchas, the Nikres Tzitzis al Shem Achutin HaNifrodim Imena. It's called Tzitzis because that's the separate thread. It's the theme, the Chenem Tzitzis Roshi and so on. Val Kain, Tzorachlach Freedom Zemizeh. That's why it's separate. As I said before, many people do that before the Rambam taught. We tend to separate the strings. The Prisha in Ozvav, over there on the tour, says he quotes the Gemara in Tarkat Chelet, that's the Menachos. Tarabon and Titzinta, who are not members, Chain Omer, etc., the Tarkla Fuda, etc., Pirish Rashi, Kiblor Shokusam. He said he brings back the connection to the hair. In other words, we saw earlier just what Rashi said, the Gemara said, supposed to be set up like the hair of the garden board, the hair, that way it was tight, packed together, and then it was loose on the bottom, loose strand. So he said, that's how you're supposed to do it. And he says, Devuka Mumatama Ufudos Mumala, Al Kane into the same thing, Nema Lachut and in front of Al Gil, the Shaman Devuka. So it's patterned after that the hair had both those qualities, like U.S. had both. Okay, that's the preacher. Fine. The only thing that's interesting is there's a side point, sort of the Kesef Mishnah asks, really, there's a Kasha. He quotes, the Rambam had said, the Ein Lachut Anaf Minim in the Torah. Okay, he says, "Yesh lama the hachi purusha b'tarlo nisparish minyan chute anaf of the nivri sofrin yesh lama minyan harbo chutim v'kolfam b'emtza." Okay, he points out that's all with Rabbana. I mean, the rice has no number of strings. Okay, uchshmosi v'al minyan shekava chama avu v'al tosif. Now, you ask, can there be more? He says, no, it'll be v'al tosif. Either whatever the number you hold, that's a friend of Machloket. Okay,
number. The rice was the number.
I mean, the rice is no, there's no minimum. There can be even one.
I can be over but, my
father. Again, because he says...
the rice is free choice.
No, the rice, it can be less, but not...
less than one.
No, it can't be one, but one second. Why would it be? He says, Kishamos v'alamin shakobo chachomim, over v'altosif. They only mean darbonim.
I've been v'altosif.
Yeah. So he said that's it. Called Sigmar and Sanhedrin. Ha'ika tzitz ikra b'dar divrei Torah. Uperushim divzom v'yesh ba'losim hosim goreya. He quoted there are some times where you mostly find the Rabbana, it's also called Baltosif. Okay, that's a good one.
Baltosif is all right.
That's a question. That's a sugya Sanhedrin. Okay. Anyway, but he says, well, what do you mean? But there seems to be a shear because gedilim, we said, means two. So that leaves a little bit tzarchim. Mashma tori yesh min chutan af tzarchim. And it means for two double, so it's four actually, yeah. So how do we learn that? But it's an interesting side point. But anyway, what exactly is the rice and what exactly is the abon? It's an interesting side point. Now, the Shulchan Aruch rules, okay, well, before we get to that, there is one other Gemara I want to look at in Menachos, because now we've determined that there have to be two parts to the Gebil and the Anav. So there's another, further Gemara Menachos. Okay, Lama Tess. As I said, that's where all these sugyas are. So we started before we were at Lama Tess, elsewhere, about Lama Tess and Aleph. Earlier on the page, the Gemara says, just a moment. Rav Chia, this is fine. Yeah. Just a moment. Yeah, here it is. Give me one second. It's talking about how much it has to be, how long it has to be. Here it is. The middle of the page. Lama Tess, Rav Chia b'Reid of Nosan Masni Hochi. Omer of Hunam of Shazers, Omer of Yirmi, Abba Omer Av. Tchela Shekok Ruba Ksher, Rav Chia b'Reid of Nosan Masni Hochi. Omer of Hunam of Shazers, Omer of Yirmi, Abba Omer Av. This is a moment. I'm not finding one right now. It has to be Vishnei Shli. Here it is, yeah. He says, yeah, Vinoye, right. So, here it is. Rochibre, the Vinosa, Masi Hocha, Rahuna, Mopshesh, Amar, Yirme, Baba, Ronat, Chesh, Chako, Vishere, Rafilo, Karba, Alakuyach, has clarified. Okay, Vinoye, Tchelis. Tchelis, here means the whole sentence. Shlish, Gedil. Ushnei Shlishe Anav. As we did before, there are two parts. So, what's the distribution? Does it matter? So, it says for the purpose of Noi, for aesthetic purposes, okay, it should be Shlish Gedil. The Gedil part should be one third, and the other part, the Anav part, should be two thirds. Shnei Shlishe Anav. That's what Gemara says. Okay, Menachos Lama Tessim Anav. So, basically, in terms of the string part, the loose string part, is longer than the gedil part. Yeah, just for decorative purposes, for tracking.
This is generally our mantra for the baguette.
Right.
Since we have all these opinions.
Yeah.
From a practical point of view, if someone has any of these opinions, do you let them wear the?
Yes, that's what I want to get to. What if things rip and so on and so forth? That's what becomes relevant. Right, what if some of the strings rip? And that's a common question, especially with kids, but even with adults. That things get caught and things. That's exactly
it
correct.
It seems like if some of Morris walking around with things that today.
Yeah, we wouldn't do, right.
Say,
so, right. So we spoke once earlier this year. Did we speak about whether somebody should embarrass somebody to this rip on Shabbos? I think I spoke with you. They don't want to pay the dollars.
And what's in the street, question, even
a weekday. That's a different issue. Kavod Abriah. But I'm talking about even the Chatchila can put your talus on. And knowing that it's possible, so it does relate to that question. But anyway, but we'll see. We'll see if it comes. It does come up. So anyway, the Rambam passes the halacha like this Gemara. Okay. Now it says in Perek Aleph of Chitzit Halacha Ches, it says the Noye Tcheles you call it. Again, Tcheles means the whole thing. Noye Tcheles you call a chulis b'shlish achutim hamishuloshen u'shnei shishim anaf. That all the wrappings, you wrap it around. Minimum of 7 times, maximum of 13 times, and so on. Okay, you know how many wraps? Okay, the wrapping of the one string around the other. And all that stuff should be in the top part. Okay, Ushnei Shishem Anam. Okay, Vitzorach Lefardo, Lefardo, Achei Ketzitzu Sarosh. Again, it goes back to that point. So again, the Rambam passing like that as well, two thirds and one third. And in the Shulchan Aruch, we're looking at the Shulchan Aruch, which I think I brought. Okay, thank you. Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Dalet. Okay, so now Sif Yud Dalet, the Ramah, I think the Ramah has mentioned, the Ramah does. He says, he talks about the size and so on. The Ramah writes, and again, Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Dalet, the Ramah, Vimhera Chatzitzes, Yir'esh Shlishiso Yegdil, Ubeyiz Chalokim Anaf. Okay, he mentioned that point. However, the Taz, right, according to Taz Rav, he was saying, just a moment. Yeah, here it is. So that's what we were saying. Joshua Beis Chalak Manav, Dachan Yomar, Denoy Tchel Shish Gidil V'Shein Shish Manav, U'Poshut She'eno Makev V'Dievin. It's not Makev. It doesn't matter. We're used to it. We do it. We do it. We're supposed to do it. But strictly speaking, what you said before, you have the Avashita, you have what? Not Makev V'Dievin. So says the, in Sirkot and Tess. Well, and the Shabur also says it. In Sirkot and Samach Tess, Flame Simon, Yud Dawud, I'm sorry, Yud Aleph, the Mishavur also writes that it's not Makir B'dievin. Okay, so that we should just be aware of. He says, I am B'bir Marshal HaSmagel, Chula Alma in a Makir B'dievin. He said, everybody agrees, it's not Makir B'dievin. Now, the only question is, okay, so it's two-thirds and one-third, but what is the general size? What's the minimum size? We got the distribution, the Gvil one-third, and the hanging threads two-thirds, but what's the total size? Okay, it doesn't really say openly just yet, okay, but it's interesting just to note that we do find, with regards to garments, strings, and so on, threads, minimum sizes, the laws of Tum and Tara. Okay? What is the minimum size of a garment to be Kabbal Tumah? A garment to be Kabbal Tumah. But if it's just Right, so that's what it said. Now we're talking about woven differences, and the size of differences. We're talking about Ariga, that's there. Okay, that's correct. But when it comes to a string, we find the following. And it's interesting, Gemara, okay? It seems to have nothing to do with us, but, all shots is one thing. So on Daf Kuf Hei, Amud Beis, and Shabbos, the Gemara talks about Melachos of Shabbos, Mishnah. Mishnah says, in the middle of the Mishnah, it says, Shir HaMelabim, HaMenapetz, HaTzoveya, HaTova. He says all these things have to do with coloring and dyeing, right, on Shabbos, and Melachos of Shabbos, right? Melabim, Menapetz, Tzoveya. Okay, Tvia, his Kimelo Rochav Asit Kofu, Samech Yud Tes. We know that in Shabbos, everything has a minimum shear. There's a minimum shear how much you have to carry in order to be violating carrying. A minimum shear how much you have to write. I'm talking about the rice, obviously. Okay, the bonnet. But so everything has a minimum shear. So there's a minimum.
Yeah,
but
all of a sudden,
it's
only about the size of the item.
Well, it depends on the
amount. I'm sorry, is how well you cook it.
I guess anything less than that is not called, it's nothing, it doesn't count.
Right, so it's the size of the paper?
No, but we have two osios, and we do care how much you write.
So you're measuring the activity.
Okay, so he read here, but what do you do here?
With, right.
But we hear again, also too.
The ground?
No, but again, here, what are you going to say? In other words, if you're washing, if you're coloring something, you're going to say how much depth the color has to have. Well, what's going to be the measurement? Okay. Anyway, it says, Kimelo Rochov Asit Kofel. Sit is Samach Yud Tes. Rashi says, before you're going to sit, who hefsek shebein etzpo la'amov. Okay, that's the difference in your thumb and forefinger. Okay, that's space, a normal space, okay? That's the minimum size of the string that you have to dye or whiten or whatever the malach is in order to violate. So sit kofel, that's what comes out. Okay. Now sit, a funny word. I looked at the orach. The orach was an early. I don't exactly know what it was. Nothing about orach. Was an early Talmudic dictionary, explained all these things. Rishon, Tosfos calls the Aruch and so on.
Famous for one thing.
What?
Famous for making
Kiddush
Shabbos. Famous for
one
thing.
Oh, that's a great thing. Yeah, he said it's Mutalayim. Anyway, but in the entrance of Sitin, I'm sorry, Sitin, he spells it here, Samech Tes, okay, he quotes it in the Aruch, and so there, he says, he learns that it's Shnei Chach, and there's Sit Kofel, Dalad, it spells. So the mission of Sit Kofel was the width of four fingers, four agudah, which is about, about right, that fits in over here. Okay, so that's what he says. It's four.
The average
Yeah, the average goes by the average person. Okay.
Person
that's the old question. That's what they said you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein over a home, supposedly one of kibbutz, he said, doesn't say what the big issue is about the size of a temple. I measure it all, comes out the same every time I check. Right? I think it was Shagas, was it the Shagasai? I think the Shagasai was a physically big man. So he said, the shear of something is this and this. They said, but rather you're an Adam Gadol. So, right, anyway, so you have to figure it out in each case. But it goes by the average person. Okay. Anyway, so that's just my point being that less than that is insignificant. So if we're going to talk about what the length of the strings are, you would assume that has to sound halachically significant. That's the parallel I'm drawing. You know what I'm saying? In other words, the strings have to be a certain length, but less than that is not halachically significant. So perhaps, with that in mind, the Gemara says in Menachos again, okay, Mem Aleph in the base. Mem Aleph in the base. The Gemara says, about a page, the Gemara says, just a second, yeah, Amar of Huna, Dalad, the Machokas with three or four of them, okay, but he says, Amar of Huna, Dalad, Tok Dalad, Mushrash of Dalad. Okay, we're interested in Mushrash, means the part that's hanging down. It's four, and it's Etzbos, so I should explain. Four. Okay, and our Papa Hilchus, Dalad of some shalos, Mizrez, Ab Lamemer. Okay, I is that a sheer real Lamemer? Lamemer is a sheer. I mean, Tzitzis ain't Tzitzis Ela Yotze, ain't Tzitzis Ela Mashu. Okay, Tzitzis no minimum sheer. Kvar Olo Zikne Beisham Zikne Beisham Olo Zilchon Bemser. No, Tzitzis ain't a sheer. And Karutzav of Lulav. Okay, also no sheer. The Gemara says, ain't a sheer. My love, ain't a sheer. Cloud, no, ain't a sheer. Milamala, there's no upper sheer. Avu Yeshu Sheer Lamata. Same thing with Lulav.
Right.
The old Tamar goes to the Lord. Ain't no shear. Chanan, ain't no shear. Klav, atam lov shish for gimel tochem. Gdei la nebo kosher. The first mission in Luma Gozo. Ela ain't no shear lemal. Avi yeshu shear lemato. Chanan, ain't no shear lemal. Avi yeshu shear lemato. Okay, so that's the gesugin in Menachos. Now, Amlam Chesem Beis. All over on the test on Aleph. Rashi explains Arba means ain Arba chutim b'soch Arba etzbos. Okay, it's got to be within four fingers. That also has to be, that's also the distance underneath the garment where the activity has to start. In other words, I can't just leave a hole, you know, put the thread through and first start tying way down below. It's got to be tied at the top. Okay, four etzbos.
From the
top. From the top. Yeah. From the top. Yosim and Arbet. It's got to be no more than four etzbos. Okay? Anyway, so but ain't the shilamala, but the yeshu shilamata was just as daladina. It's anyway what comes out from that gemara, and that's how some learn that it's got to be four etzbos. What is it? What's the it? It's got to be four etzbos. Four etzbos is this. Is that, you know, I don't know, not too much, 4 inches or so. So what's the it? So in the back of Masechet Menachos, since I mentioned before, you have all these other, you know, the Rosh and Menachos. Most of Kachim, there's no Rosh because the Rosh wrote like there is only with Talach Alamaisa. Achulan obviously there's a Rosh, but on Menachos, he, for instance, it's called Halachos Ketanos, okay, which is all these side issues in Menachos that do with the Torah and so on, everything else like we mentioned at the beginning of the year. So in the Hilchos Tzitzis section. In Os Sin Yud Beis, the Rosh writes that he thinks the whole thing altogether. Rosh Hanani says the whole thing altogether can be four etzbos. Okay.
Gedil and
Yanaf. That's all he, you know. He says Alma. He says that would be sufficient. Right. Yeah. The whole thing is Ela Arba Etzos. Okay. The whole thing can only be four etzbos. That's how the Rosh writes. The Rambam would appear possibly to agree with this. In Parak Aleph, Halacha Vav, it's Beis Yosef learns the Rambam differently. The Rambam would also appear, which would mean, okay, it's also a very small shear, okay, the minimum, very, very small. The whole thing doesn't have to be that long. And if that's the case, then, you know, if you have a string or something ripped, like, big deal, it's still long enough without that, right? The Rambam's in Parak Aleph, Halacha Vav, okay. He says, "Orech achutin ishmal ein poch ma'arba etzbos." Yes, okay, it's okay, it can be longer, but not shorter. So again, that's what he says. However, Tosus in Menachos again on that same daf, Tosus in Menachos quotes him in a Tam who says that no, that the gedil has got to be four etzbos. Now, if we understand, as we said, that there's a one-third, two-thirds, they say now the whole thing has got to be 12. Right? Because the Gedilim has to be 4, I suppose. That's what emerges in Tosas in Menachos of Memal Mabez, the Memasu, Beis Shammai, the two Tosas of the same
Gedilim. It's not so big.
It's not so long either. It's not so long. Yeah, we have long.
Why don't we say it's like the hair? You know,
people
don't wear their hair that long.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. Okay. I mean,
well, if that's the marker for the tzitz.
Yeah, I hear that. I guess that, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Tosa says that the way in the Subrash is one, but Rebbe Tam says, it says in Tosa that Rebbe Tam Pirsh, the Gedil Koi, the Anav Shmona, Harei Shneimasa. B'chein anu nogin, b'chein mashu sifrei pashkizetei. What's a sifrei? G'dilin alaman emal, afish nema barasom titis, shomani ayah zechut echut nato, tamad gilim, kama gdil nato, in public mishul shachut, in the vizilo, b'sham sifur, and so on. So he has that, and he has the word mishul, so he quotes a sefer from Rabbi Shlomo HaSfardi, apparently it's a piyot, also it's a mishul, she nifshul, k'day as well as arba, and nifshul means the just the gdil. Okay, anyway, what emerges from all this is that according to the minute time, it's got to be 12. Now, what would therefore perhaps be enough kamina is as follows. So, as I said before, what happens if something rips? One of the strings rips. Well, if one of the strings rips, what's left afterwards? So, according to the Rambam, according to the Rosh, that is much smaller size because it's a big deal. You have plenty left without it, okay? Because they don't need that. Even if your whole string rips, when we have the gedil, it's probably more than 4. It's supposed to, at least 4. It's supposed to. You have your 4. It's supposed to. It's in the gedil. It says it's got to have the gedil. Yeah, but we said before. But the evidence is not makev. So the tash and the shabu, right? So lechora, that would be a big heter if the string ripped. Okay, ripped. I mean, you know, it's my manapi hither, but if it's ripped, it's not a problem because you have your 4 as well as anyway. But according to the Tam, because a Chomer, according to the Tam, if it has to be, you know, 4 and 8, so then if it rips, it's got to be eight inches left.
So Rabbi Tam is saying, "Lechatchila b'deoraisa," you have to do that.
I don't know if he means b'deoraisa or not. There's a Chayolim implies the deoraisa, as it's in question. But that's what the Tam says. And the Shulchan Aruch, okay, the Shulchan Aruch. In Siv Aleph and Siv Dalad, Paskin is that way at least lechatchila. Okay, it says the Shulchan Aruch says, Orech Hachutim, Hashmona the 8 Chutim, Ein Pachos Midalad Gudlin, the Yeshom and Yud Beis Gudlin Mechein Nogin. Some say it's got to be 12, and that's Mechein Nogin. Ulamala Ein Lanshen, and above is no maximus here. Okay, so he certainly says that it's. And one has to be longer to tie it, and so you have to make sure you have enough lead. So that's the Shulchan Aruch and the Yeral of Dalad. The Mishabur and Tzivkot Mechof right. The Chain Plus Alush, Kain Lo Yofa Os and Amochin, Shem and Samson. Apparently, some people sold since they were too short. And the Mishabur doesn't like it, the Bachel Atola. Okay. The Afmin Atorah died by Choshmi, the Abana. So he's your point. The Mishabur says, look, Midaraisa, it doesn't matter at all. As long as it's something coming out. Okay, but Midarabana, we didn't say Yud Beis Dilan. Goodlin, Achak Shir, Milvad Mashmona, Shemuna Chal Karen Abega, Yeshla Zir Malkach, so he's certainly the Chathchila,
and the Rabbanon level. That's what I don't understand.
Well, the Rabbanon, they'll institute the Bracha altogether. Right? So, I guess that's the, this is a Chashash Bracha, Korob Adomer, this Bracha was all.
Korob
Adomer. I think that's clear. You'd say, you wear it, but not with a Bracha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't make a Bracha. Right, you wear the bracha. So that's some interesting. I mean, the Chayadim, I brought it later. The Chayadim says, he holds his mamish at the end of Abonon. This is in Kal Yud Aleph, says Tazayin. I mean, a Torah ain't shilacha titus mashvah kosheru. Okay? But he says, I don't think that I didn't see it. We've shown him in some of the Abonon, orach achut and chutzma shamuna chalakos haknam, lo post yubes gudlin bracha orachav, it's got to be 12. Okay, you can make them longer if you want. He says the regular din d'rabbanan, right? Not just the, you know. We start off. Okay, but that's the chadam. Now, without any problem.
Because you have one that flows.
Let's assume you have the according to this, it will come out even if all the strings ripped. If you have the gebil, which is forced without that a kind of a town, though.
Right. So could there have been a time if just one thread goes down for...
That's what it looks like so far.
Then it's okay.
That's what looks like so far.
Okay.
No, if one thread, there will be a problem.
Oh.
It will be a problem. If one thread comes, one of the eight, ripped, it looks like it will be a problem. But we're not finished yet.
Okay.
Now, we look back in the Gemara Menachos. Gemara talked about that this is ripping. It wasn't a modern problem. Okay. The Gemara says, what if something taka rips? So the Gemara says, on Lamed Ches obeys. Lamed Ches obeys. Again, offhand, it would look like Rabbeinu Tam would say that it's no good, up to that point. But the Gemara has as follows. He says, on Lamed Ches obeys, the Amri b'nei Revchia, gardume cheles kshir. Okay, gardumen. What is gardumen? Gardumen means, what's a good English word, like a stub. You know, a stub. I should look at art schools together. Okay, it's like a stub, a gardumen, a rip. If something's ripped, the string of there's just a little stub left, like a bud, yeah, a bud, a stub. Okay, that's gardumen. So it says, gardume, gardumen rashes, hainu shiareha, shenishtairu l'achar shenifsekiu. What's left after it rips? Okay? So the question, how much? So it says, gadut chesed also gadume ezov, because that's by agudas ezov for tumen and not for us now. So he says, that's good enough. That's good. Gadumen is good. The rule of gadumen. Okay, but, so that bails us out, even according to the time. Because the Gemara says, that no, the gadumen is good, but how much has to be left? How much of a stub has to be left? Okay? So he says, b'kama shir gadumen amar bar amdur amar shmo k'dei la'anvon. You have to have enough to tie something. So there's got to be a little bit that you can maneuver something.
Is that times eight or times one?
Any one.
Any one.
Right, any
you
one.
You can have everything off, but one stub of one...
Oh, I hear what you're saying. No, you'd have to have a blade. All eight can be cut.
Why do you have to have all eight? If you say that's not much good either. If you had seven...
Right, but do you have...
Okay?
The other, I guess, will be.
Well, the other half is part of the eight.
We'll get to the other half in a second. But you're asking this whole din of the gardumen to be able to do it on, and as long as you have one thing left on the, well, again, but not according to the Tam.
Yeah, okay.
According to the Rambam, yeah. But I'm saying, right, according to the Rambam, I should be right. But I'm saying even according to the Tam,
right,
with the Machmer, but the stub works as long as it's Kedei La'anvon, okay, the Kedei Aniva, okay? Tosfos says, Kedei La'anvon, so he says now, different questions to say. So the Tosfos understands it right now. Now, where is this rip? Okay, where is the rip? Now we've got to come back again to distinguish between the Gedil and the Anaf. Okay, let's say you have a rip in the Gedil that stays together, but it detaches, and it's a rip in the Gedil.
Well, it's not an
enough,
it's just
that,
to be there.
Yeah, right, so that's a question. See, when we talk about our country, he says, it's mashmim, let me just think it through for a second. Yeah, according to Tosfos says that if, again, about Thomas Nachman here, he said it's only if there's any rip in the deal, it's definitely no good.
Because you're not enough.
Right, but according to Rashi...
You just don't need all eight.
Right, according to Rashi, would be either way he understands Rashi, would be enough, yeah. There's another further machlokes. Okay. So the truth is, again... The Ram Mosse, again, is not as... does that make sense, though? Yeah, I guess so. Okay. So, anyway, so you look in the Rambam, Parakal V'alach Yerches, let's see what the Rambam weighs in. It says, Nifsak HaKnaf Sheish Tatsitis Chutz L'Shalosh Etzbos Tofa M'Koma. So it says, V'chen Nismatu Chutz Etzitis Afilo L'Shaba El Kedei Aniv Ekshera. Okay, if it's totally uprooted, there's nothing left, then he says even one. And that goes a little against what he said earlier, but that's what Rambam says over here. I'm just curious.
To your question, I think that's true. Let me see what Shulchan Aruch said. Shulchan Aruch said, Simon Yud Beis, Siv Gimel. Kedei Aniva, L'Rashi Min Ha'anaf. Okay? Ulari, Afilu Nechtav Kol Ha'anaf. Lo Nishra Kedei Nevi Elam Nagdil Kosher. That's a Chiddush. Okay, the way, but you're right, it does make sense. It does make sense, yeah. So again, I'll read the language again. Kedei Aniva, according to Rashi, means it's got to be, if Rashi says if it rips in the Gedil, it's you're out. It's got to be the Kedei Aniva in the hanging part. Okay, in the hanging part. But he says, Lari, and I feel it tells us about the time, I feel a Nechta Kola Anaf. Well, Nisha Kedei Aniva, I'm a Gedil Kasher. But he said, a Minaka Olam Kirashi. The minute of the world is there. Which would mean, by the way, again, if you have an entire string, you only have seven strings. You have whatever. It's all good. Tremendous cooler. He says, minig all of the grashi, behecha delo efsher, yeshis mochavi. But no choice, you can rely on it. And the Shabu writes, you've caught in your gimel, umutu lebo shabbegin. Okay, and he said, now, ule el besiv alat dekos vehecha defsher tov lochus ozor venutam, pirish hecha defsher lem tzo bekal to dechema, but ain't tzorach lachlo krem, in eres on the farm, osh is bata is a mitzil betzibur. Vehocha kos vehecha defsher hana mokum she'ein nimtzorim tzitzit klal. We call Malcolm Loy Baruchalo. Mishra says he can't make the bracha. Okay, Loy Baruchalo.
Seven is not seven.
We'll come to the last point. Okay, it talks about going out on Shabbos and so on. So I just want to mention one last thing. Okay, and that is the question of one other point. The Tosus in what you're saying, Tosus on the same page, on Lamed Ches and Bey, Zimasa Elo, Tosus also writes, Mashma the I dagam kulu mifsu. Remember the time again. The achshav shenosim dalad chutim beiz mishum lavan beiz mishum tchelis. That's the Tosaf opinion, two and two. Okay, two lavan, two tchelis. Not like the Rambam who had one half of one, so it became, you know, the machlokas, right? It was according to if when you had tchelis, how many strings of tchelis? The Rambam says of the four, of the four, half of one has to be tchelis. We fold it over, there's one out of eight. According to the Ravid, one out of the four. So we fold it over, it's two out of eight. And according to Rashi and Tosas, half and half. Two out of the four, which is four out of eight. So that's the Minotamashi Tosas. He says, Yeshom de Bela Havi, I'm sorry, the Aksha Shinostin, Dal Chutim, Bezum Lab, Bezum Trevet, the Kofun Lishmona, Tzorach Lizoy, the Nitzigu Shloshim and Achutin, Shemahem is Shosh Chutim, and Shosh Arl Bez Chutin Shleiman. He says, but no matter what, things rip, okay, we talked about where it rips and how much we left over, but you got to have 2 equals 4 whole. So this garduman business stops, and he press rise, stops after 4, okay? In other words, you've got that now. Therefore, when you're tying, you should put it in such a way that it always remains, that when you have your 8 hanging, it's 4 and 4. It's not 2 from 1, you know, it can get bottled up. You can get bottled up as you tie it, that those who make the tzitzis are supposed to try and make sure. So therefore, actually, the Mishnah Berurah, the Rebbe Tam is saying, if 3 strings rip, okay, if 3 strings rip, then you're in trouble, because you do not have 2 whole things. That's what comes out from that tosis. The Rosh in Siman Zion, and again, the Halachas Tamas disagrees. The Rosh says, no, even if they all rip. You asked before, Josh, as we get back to it. So the Rosh in Siman Zion says, even if they all rip, okay, it doesn't make a difference. Not that it doesn't make a difference. I don't like it. Even or if it's okay, there's no such rule. And the Shulchan Aruch here, it's in your base. Sifalev, Shulchan Aruch writes, Imnifsikul kol chutei haknaf. All the strings. V'nishtayar b'em kedei anivas kol chutam sukum yachad kosher. As long as it's kedei aniva left, it got these tiny little stubs, 8 stubs. Okay? It's all okay. V'loneshe kedei aniva. Okay? Then I feel b'chut echad shnifsikul kulo posu. Okay, if you have 2, or maybe that's all from, you know, you don't have 1 whole string. Well, if you I don't know, going to base asiya tatzitzes lost a simon bedalad rosh, and that's how you don't have tatzitzes. No, then you put the 4 through, then one of them you tied like a little knot, a loose knot at the bottom. So those 4 were always separate. The other 4 was always a continuation of these 7 4. Otherwise, it's easy to mix them up. So the way we do it like that, so then in this little shnei rosh mitzvah kosher, the vada shnei chutimim. When you start with kol echad harosh, hashen shiosim et amiva and so on. Anyway, the mishabur has got knowledge. Well, this will finish. says Pirish Bechol Echem and Achrut Nisha Allah to Nevesh Akar and Shlaiv Lechol Achrut and Pesukim Yachad. The Lo Nifsil Kulan Dai Im Nisha Allah says Aniva La Pesukim Bilvad Velo Akol Achrutim. In any event, what comes out is that if your stitches strings rip, there are a lot of kulas. Okay, there are a lot of kulas. There are some kulas too, but there are a lot of reasons to say that certainly that's all you have. And it's on a Shabbos, and you're embarrassed to sit in a shul without a talus and whatever. Yeah, if it's a string sweep, you should fix them. But certainly, if there's some stubs left, that's for sure is good. And the way we do it, as long as you certainly only have one or two as opposed to more than two, even though the Tom said it's okay. See, a lot of, I think the bottom line is if your sister strings rip, you should get them fixed. But there are a lot of coolers to
know
that can be aware.
Corners, you need something?
Yes.
What's the, that is more common if you're carrying?
If you're carrying, yeah.
But I heard that the header because it's about to the diet.
Right. So you know, I spoke about a different shear.
One of the
Yeah, we spoke about that back in
One foot is ripped, and you just put it on the finger, it's okay. You don't need to
pick it up. Again, it may not be hidden, it may not be beautiful on the hip.